Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, the kids listening won't believe this, but there was a time when Irish people didn't become pop stars. And among the first to do it really were the Nolan sisters, who were pop superstars in their day and remained beloved down the decades. And I'm delighted now to welcome an actual Nolan sister, Maureen Nolan. Good morning.
Good morning. An actual Nolan.
Yeah. So Maureen, you'll be home to Ireland soon, touring with a new show, Menopause the Musical 2. This is, so to speak, your second time round with the Menopause, isn't it? You've done the first show as well.
I did a couple of tours of Menopause 1, yeah. And now I've just joined Menopause 2, yeah. And so looking forward to coming back to Ireland. Amazing. Catch up with all my rallies over there.
Yeah. You haven't lost your accent, have you?
Well, people say I haven't. No, I mean, yeah, when I hear myself on recording or something, I always think, oh, still there.
Yeah,
I'm glad
still
about
there.
That.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I suppose the show, as well as being about the change, as we used to call it, it's kind of a celebration of female friendship too, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely. And obviously I'm in it, so I'm going to promote it, but I cannot urge people, women especially, enough to come and just have an absolute ball and a laugh and relate to everything and, you know, feel that you're not alone. And we cover all aspects of menopause and stuff, you know, but in a funny sort of way, you know.
So you can be honest with me, Maureen. Are you saying to me that this is mainly a girls' night out? Yes.
Well, we always say that it isn't. I mean, yes, obviously it's mainly women. But the men who come really enjoy it. And of course, they're living with menopause too, aren't they? You know, they're living with menopausal women. And, you know, and it can really affect your life. And if nobody talks about it, then you feel so alone, you know. So I think men should come. I mean, it's funny. Whoever you are, it's a funny show, you know.
And also, they'll get a treat. You actually sing the Nolan Sisters classic, I'm in the Mood for Dancing, in the show. I presume that's a very special song for you still, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I never really get tired. You know, people always say you must get tired of singing it because I sing it in panto and I sing it wherever I go. But I don't get tired of singing because it has such an effect on people. They really, really enjoy it. And so therefore, I enjoy singing it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I'm conscious, Maureen, that it's a sad time for you. People will know your sister, yeah, Linda Nolan, died very recently, and my deepest condolences. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm really doing okay. I came almost straight away to rehearsal for this tour, and you know, it's been really good. I think people have to handle grief whatever way they can. For me, keeping busy, I'm worse when I sit on my own and think about things, you know, but I've kept really busy, and that's working at the moment, you know. It's obviously a horrific time and memories are a little bit too raw at the moment to dwell on. But, you know, Linda's whole thing was get out of bed and just get on with life. And that's what we're all trying to do now in her memory, you know.
Yeah, yeah, because like she had been through such tough times with her cancer, but she had an incredible spirit through it all, didn't she?
Just unbelievable. I mean, such an inspiration to us, but looking at the letters and the mail that she got, an inspiration to a lot of people, you know. Yeah, just fantastic. I always used to think, I don't think I would handle it as well as, you know, but her attitude was, you only have two choices, just pull the covers over your head in the morning or get out of bed. And whatever life you've got, live it to the full as much as you can, you know.
Yeah, and look, your family has had a tough time of it down the years. I believe one thing that helps you get through it is that, and people remembering the Nolans originally will be shocked by this, but you have a very dark sense of humour, I believe.
Well, I think we do, you know, and I don't know whether that's a Nolan thing or an Irish thing. I don't know. But yeah, everything, humour gets us through everything. And again, people who've suffered grief and you know, horrible illnesses in their life will probably relate to this. You have to find the humour because you couldn't really go on, you know. And Linda was joking and laughing right up to the end, actually.
Yeah, I read somewhere she had actual cancer cards. She had a cancer card she could play.
Yeah, well, she always used to say, if we were trying to decide on something, she'd say, well, I'd like to do this and I've got brain cancer, so I think I win. No. And then so her friend had her actual cards made. She's widow card and a lymphedema card and a cancer card, all four different cancers, you know. So, yeah, it is dark, I suppose, but that's what gets us through, you know.
And then, look, for Irish people, a good funeral is important. And Linda did get a fantastic send-off,
oh,
didn't she?
Yes, she really did. I mean, she would have absolutely loved it. And they came out and there were just hundreds outside the church. And it was so moving. And it was exactly what we wanted for her. So thank you to all those people who did come and just show the support. Beautiful. Yeah. It really was.
Yeah. Look, yeah. I think she was very beloved. And you all are. And you've... The sisters that remain, ye all stay close, do ye?
Oh, absolutely. We all live in Blackpool in England, and Colleen is the only one who lives away. She lives near Stoke, central sort of London, central England, I mean. And yeah, we're very, very, very close. I mean, you know, joined at the hip. I mean, I think a lot of Irish families again are, aren't they? It seems
or else
to me,
they don't speak to each other, Maury. is the other option, I think. So,
well,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah. Two choices.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do everything together. We go on holiday together. We get together for Christmas and all, any kind of, any excuse for a party, you know.
Yeah, so, and I'd say it's a loud gathering as well.
It is,
you're
yeah.
You're a gobby bunch, aren't you?
All our kids now are very close. They have a cousin's app, you know, where they make fun of us on their cousin's app, you know. And,
and
yeah,
is there
all,
any showbiz in the next generation?
Well, Colleen's two boys are in show business, Shane and Jake. Jake was in Rixton, the band. He had number one hits here. And Shane travels around. It's really weird. Well, I suppose it isn't weird, but they can all actually sing. My son is too shy to go on stage. My granddaughter's a really good singer. And I always say, wow, that's brilliant, isn't it? They can all sing. And then somebody goes, well, it's not that weird, is it? I mean, be weirder if they couldn't sing, I suppose, both sides, they've got singers, you know, in the family. But yeah.
And the singing gave you such an extraordinary life and career, didn't it? Like, you were a teenager and you were having, like, hits in the UK. You performed with Frank Sinatra in the 70s as well.
Yeah, 1974, we did a European tour with Sinatra, who was our idol. I mean, we were brought up on his music, and my dad was a crooner, Tommy Nolan. So, so we knew everything about him, you know, and we used his 60-piece orchestra, and he used to come across and say, oh, you girls won't know these songs I'm singing. And, you know, I'm kind of almost sad we didn't stand up and go, we know what you had for breakfast. You know, we know all the lyrics.
So
of these
he didn't
songs,
knock
you know?
Around with him much. Would he keep his distance? He would.
Yeah, he would. But we were traveling with the orchestra actually, and he said those girls need their own limo. You know, so he made sure we had our own transport and stuff. So he was so nice actually. You hear rumors, but he was absolutely gorgeous with us. You know.
You must look back now and think, God, I got to do all that with my sisters.
Well, that's it, isn't
incredible.
It? And with Bernie's early death and now Linda's as well, they lived 1,000 lives, really, you know what I mean? So they lived life to the absolute full and we had amazing memories, yeah. So you really, we'll always look back, especially on the Sinatra tour as one of the highlights, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And look, all that must be hopefully some comfort at a time like this. And Maureen, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
And again, my condolences. And Maureen will be on tour with Menopause the Musical too, cruising through Menopause all across the country from the 1st to the 29th of March. Full dates and venues can be found on menopauseireland.com. Maureen Nolan, thank you so much. And look, I think we have to play this.